Welcome, everybody, and thank you for listening to a new episode of Fit for the Future. My name is Omar Zakaria Fouab, founder and CEO of Archibald Academy, and I'm your host. In today's episode, we will talk about embracing cultural diversity, harnessing talent, and driving inclusion. We'll discuss today's topic with my guest, Alexander van Wilde from IMK Opleiding. Alexander, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
Great.
Could you tell the people at home a little bit about yourself and about IMK?
Well, first most, I'm a dad. It's the most important thing. I'm a trainer and I am a lecturer in leadership and management. Mm-hmm. I'm working now since May with a team of IMK, and we're now focusing on the cultural diversity, the subject we're talking about today.
Alexander, obviously, let's start at the beginning. Everybody obviously would like to know a little bit more about IMK, so tell me, what makes IMK so different?
IMK is all about the practical. It's all about the personal, and we do everything with great fun. The courses and trainings are for the work floor up to the management level, and we have a really, really broad spectrum of trainings, being management and leadership, being HR, sales, even writing courses. So we have a really, really broad spectrum. A new thing there is customization. It's something for the last couple of years. We're going to the companies, we're going to talk to the companies and ask what their wishes are and make completely customized training for the customer.
I have a few questions, obviously, and yeah, just curious about cultural diversity. What does it mean for you? Before I go to my questions, what does cultural diversity mean to you, Alexander?
Well, let's say my life consists daily for the last couple of 25 years about cultural diversity. I'm married with a non-Dutch woman, mm-hmm. So I'm sitting on the couch every evening with somebody from a completely different culture.
Yeah,
and I can tell you that's different. That's absolutely different. And my children also grew up, well, until now, in a multicultural environment, mm-hmm. in an international school. So yeah, we're surrounded by the multiculture 24/7.
And why is it important? Because obviously a lot of companies have it pretty high up, whether it's inclusion, diversity.
Yeah.
Why is it so important for companies to have an insight into these cultural diversity within their workforce?
Well, people are by nature judgmental. Everybody is. Mm-hmm. And it's no excuse. Everybody is. So if you're working in a multicultural environment, it's very important to understand the people around you for communication purposes, for a safe work environment. So where you start with that always is listening to people, just like in leadership, listening to people and wanting to understand people. Because everybody grows up in a different environment. Even every Dutch individual grows up in a different environment. But if you go outside of the Netherlands or even further, people are communicating in a completely different way, have a different background, grow up in a different environment. And this is why understanding on the work floor is really, really important, especially for HR, especially for management.
Yeah. And tell me a little bit how HR professionals can gain a better visibility into the different cultural backgrounds within their organization.
Well, what important is be prepared before you start the conversation. Know a bit about the culture. Know a bit about the people you're talking to. Because, for instance, when I travel all around the world, I try to gain as much information about the culture, about the people. So when you then talk, even the basic words in another language, if you start with that, it's an icebreaker. So HR should first prepare before they start the communication with the multicultural environment within the organization. Be prepared. Know what you're talking about. Know the person that you have in front of you. So the start of the conversation is already really important.
Obviously, Alexander, you're working in the field because you're one of the facilitators at IMK. Could you maybe give me some world examples of how you helped companies gain or HR professionals gain these insights and visibility?
Well, what you can do, what we do is organize workshops, organize training, and we have different methods. We have different tools for that. But the workshops also start with let the people talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's your experience on the work floor? What's your experience internationally working on the work floor? And what's your experience how people communicate? Do people understand each other? Is there prejudice? So this is how you start a workshop, by gaining information from the people. And if you want to have a good start, start with stereotypes. Let everybody talk about what's the stereotype within your culture, where you're from. What are the stereotypes? What are people from the outside, but also yourself? What are the stereotypes? Start with that.
That's a nice icebreaker.
It's a great icebreaker because it's so hilarious talking about your own culture in a fun way.
Yeah.
What are the fun?
And it gets everybody loose because it's obviously a tough subject. But if you started like that, then
I do the same thing when I talk to foreigners or start the workshop about explaining Dutch people, because we are such a funny people.
Yeah.
So for foreigners, I know that because I know a lot of foreign people. I know my wife.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of feedback about Dutch people.
Yeah.
And yeah, the fun thing is Dutch people are mostly very direct. Well, I would not say open, but they say what they think.
Yeah.
And of course, sarcasm. And if you do not understand these things, most people from outside the Netherlands, even our direct borders, the Belgians,
mm-hmm.
the Germans, have a thought like, well, it's okay. He's Dutch. So they know how we are.
Yeah.
And we're direct, we're sarcastic, and we have a really dark kind of humor.
Yeah. Funny to I can imagine being a part of these workshops. I can imagine that it could be very funny to talk about this topic. So, Alexander, EMK obviously focuses so heavily on talent development. Could you please tell me a little bit how cultural diversity within teams can contribute to the development of individual talents?
Well, we train in cultural awareness. Employees and especially managers know how to focus on why people are different and how to optimize the team interaction, the mutual understanding, and get faster to the team's goal with lesser obstacles and prevent prejudice. And after the training, the participants can then immediately implement what they have learned on the work floor. And the thing is, what the advantages of having different cultures within the organization, every culture brings something to the table.
Yeah.
So, and this is what management at first do not understand. And this is when you have a training, all these things pop up in the training and then creates the awareness for management.
And Alexander, everybody lately is talking about inclusion, diversity.
Yeah.
How can companies make sure that diversity and inclusion doesn't just become a checkbox of, hey, this is a strategy thing, we've done it, it's covered? What practical tips do you have to make sure that it truly becomes an integral part of their policy?
Make it part of your company's culture. Make it part of your policy, and don't do not make it a part of your KPIs, especially not the KPI, because it's not a KPI. It has to be a part of your culture. Everybody should eat and breathe the diversity within the company, and as I said, it starts at the top of the company. So it should be a part of the company and not just training, not just coaching. So when it starts at the top, people in the top are aware of the diversity and also respect the mutual interest, mutual cultures, or such things. Then they can start making, with HR, the policy. Then they can start to have trainings, the coaching. So it's a part of the coaching, and please do not make it a KPI, because then it's like it's forced onto people then.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know how to make it a KPI. It's like, is it how many nationalities you have or how you interact with each other? It's very difficult to make it a KPI. Yeah.
And that's a good thing, because don't make it a KPI then.
Yeah, yeah.
And because then it's forced onto people.
Yeah.
And this is definitely what you would like to avoid.
Yeah. I understand. What are the biggest challenges for HR when it comes to cultural diversity and having real conversations in the workplace?
Well, the thing is, when you start the conversation with the people, when you start talking about the different culture, where the people are from, I say please avoid discussions about politics or what is right, what is wrong, religion. Be open without any prejudice. There is no right and wrong. And we all have different bringings, different backgrounds. And the thing is, it's not only culture, because every individual has a different instruction manual. And this is where you should start. Who are you? Where are you from? What is your view on things?
Yeah, I actually love that, because we at Archipel, we are all about the personalized thing, because we don't believe in one size fits for all. And looking at diversity and inclusion just as a topic that relates to country of origin is very abstract, because it's more than that. It's also maybe your personality is different than the others, and how do you make sure that everybody feels included and part of the company? Last question, Alex, before we go to our last call on Brainwave. Obviously, diversity and inclusion is becoming a very important topic for companies. It's becoming even a strategic topic. So tell me a little bit of an insight. How do you help these companies overcome this? So let's say somebody listens to the podcast and thinks, hey, I want to talk to EMK about diversity and inclusion. How do you partner with a company to help them?
That's the right phrase. Yeah, we partner with our client, with our customer. What we do is we start the conversation with the customer. What are the needs and the likes and the wants of the customer? Because it's all about customized training. How would the customer like to proceed? So in that conversation, what we do is we get the insight of how the company works, what the cultures are within the company, and how they would like to implement the cultural awareness. So the moment we have an overview, we already know then what to do, and then go back into the conversation with the client again and then implement.
Alexander, it's time for our regular column, Brainwave. In this column, our guests are given the opportunity to pick a card that features either the dilemma, a dilemma about a topic, the innovation, pointing out a new trend or innovation, or bullshit bingo. And in bullshit bingo, you can name a word, a theme, or a topic that is much talked about, but which is overrated or even downright nonsense. So, Alexander, pick a card and tell me what you have.
Do not make it easy, eh?
Which one is it?
And of course,
bullshit bingo.
It's the bullshit bingo.
Yeah. So again, I'll repeat it, because you've been in the field very long. So just name a word or a theme or topic that lately you've been hearing a lot about, but for you, it's just overrated or even downright nonsense.
It's such an obvious subject. AI.
Okay. Why?
The thing is, it was a subject for my students.
Yeah.
It was my students in leadership and management. And we got off topic because they started about the robots, Elon Musk, the new robots, AI, and so on. Several of my students actually are getting scared about the subject AI.
Yeah.
But truly scared, because we're brought up with Terminator, with iRobot. So I told my students, it's the subject, it's so much older. It's not now. I'm a very old guy. So I came up with the subject Isaac Asimov. And we're talking about the 70s.
Yeah.
It was already a subject then.
Yeah.
So yes, it's scary. It's definitely not bullshit. But it's going to be progressively really faster and faster and faster, the development of AI, but we're definitely not there yet.
And yeah.
So
actually, it's a topic that I love very
Tell
much.
Me.
Yeah. And I think, because EMK, obviously, you focus on personal skills, power
yep.
skills, leadership.
Yeah.
I actually think that in a world where AI and digitalization is getting more and more progressive, that it's these power skills and these personal skills that will make sure that we are relevant or stay relevant in this ever-changing world. And I think actually, because I was in Den Haag this morning talking to politicians and VNO-NCW and others about how underrated this topic actually is. We're talking about migration. We're talking about a lot of different topics, CO2, stickstof. But we're not talking about these challenges that we face as a society to make sure that everybody keeps their job. Because if we don't invest in development and keep sure that making sure that everybody stays relevant, we will be caught up by these rapid developments.
Well, so that has always been the problem, is that government and legislation is always far behind with the technology. We don't have even in the Netherlands, we do not have regulation for self-driving cars.
No.
But they're already there. There's so much technology already, but the government and legislation, it's taking them 5 to 10 years to catch up with the rest of the world. And that's definitely a serious subject.
Yeah, that's why I think that our partners, so EMK and others, are champions in this field, because you're actually investing in making sure that these people stay relevant, where maybe others are not investing as much efforts in it. Because I have a few colleagues within the field. For example, somebody that I know has a company, Data Snippers, just raised $100 million investment round.
Wow.
And what he does is he has an algorithm where you put in all your financial logins and everything, and they check your books. So you don't need KPMG anymore, Deloitte or EY. And there are hundreds of thousands of people working in an accounting firm. I know a different guy who has a company in channel management, where a lot of people from marketing and ever, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands are working, and he does it with an algorithm. And it's faster, smarter, more efficient. So I think we should focus more on things that make us stronger as individuals, and it's not repetitive tasks. And that's why I think that, like I said, our partners, our vendors are our champions in this field, in making sure that we broaden it, we bring it forward each day. Thank you so much for joining us, Alexander.
It was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts, giving insight, and I wish you all the best for the future. Would you like to hear more inspiring stories and stay informed about the latest trends in learning and development? Then listen to the other episodes of Fit for the Future, a podcast series by Archipel Academy. Listening and subscribing is free via our favorite podcast app. Thank you for listening to our podcast, and bye-bye. Thank you.